Next, David shares his thoughts on the role medications play in healing.
People would like to be critical of it, but I'm not. It means people are more aware that these conditions exist and that you don't have to be limited and impaired by these conditions. That modern man has discovered ways to improve brain physiology, and most of these conditions can be alleviated, sometimes within an hour. A good friend of mine had ADD for years, and he'd lose jobs and screwed up relationships, and he wouldn't remember to do essential things. So I put him on an anti-ADD medicine, something cheap and simple. Within an hour, it was cured. So why go through years of failure when you can get cured for an hour, you know, within an hour? So, you know, within an hour, he can remember things now, and I would want to send him to the grocery store before he'd come home missing half the things. So I think modern man realizes the many advantages that we have from the discoveries of science, and clinical science especially. So many things where people were psychotic and kept in hospitals and locked up for years and years. And now you give them a shot of Thorazine and suddenly the voices go away and the paranoia goes away and they can go back out into the world. So people would like to deprecate it to some degree, but that's just being sort of smarty pants, sort of smug smarty pants. Because you don't have ADD, and you don't have paranoia, and you don't hear hallucinations, so it's all right for you to make fun of people who do. But I don't make fun of people who seek to better their lives by whatever means are available. It could be yoga classes, it could be exercise, it could be many things. And everybody should work on trying to improve their life to the best they can. I've seen kids that were so terrible, I hated seeing them come into the office, they crawling all over the furniture, up the drapes, and knocking over the wastebasket, and that's all that's wrong with a lot of them. Is all you have to do is give them the pill and they're cured within an hour. You give them a Ritalin and within half an hour, the kid is sitting there quiet and controlled and happy. And don't forget, when you're uncontrolled like that, the world around you reacts. They discipline you, they arrest you, they put you in jail. I mean, there's all kinds of consequences to not handling these things. So I never deprecate trying to heal any disorder as quickly as you can. There were kids with ADHD who would come to my office. I dreaded seeing them. They were all over the furniture, up the drapes, and my God, it was a disaster. We look at every case of what's the limitations and what's the possibilities. If everything's physical, mental, and spiritual, then you look on all three dimensions. So the child with some kind of neurologic disorder may also have problems in relationship with parents. And so you try to extend what's therapeutic in the situation to include just the physical, the mental, and also the spiritual. What overall philosophic positions does this family observe? I don't sequence them. I always do them all at once. What medications have you done? What is your spiritual and psychological situation, your family situation? I always do them all at once, not in any kind of a sequence. I'm not satisfied unless a person is doing all of them simultaneously. He's trying to get sober and he's seeing a psychiatrist. Well, are you going to AA? No. Well, it would help if you go to AA. At the same time, you're seeing the psychiatrist. And at the same time, they're on an antidepressant. So you need all three at the same time. I've seen many a case. Went to AA, didn't recover, but then when they added a psychologist, they did recover. And I've seen them go to AA, they didn't recover, and they saw a psychologist, they still didn't recover, and then they saw a physician and were put on an antidepressant, and then they did recover. So if you keep working on it, sooner or later you'll find the magic combination that works for you. A lot of times it's physical, mental, spiritual. It takes all three. I've seen alcoholics that didn't recover until they were put on an antidepressant. They were just too depressed. They'd go to the AA meeting, didn't get anything out of it. They'd see the psychologist, and it wasn't any really meaningful. You put them on an antidepressant, and they promptly got what everything was about, got sober, and they've been sober many years since. Physical, mental, spiritual. So I never make fun of any of the others, and I advise anybody in the healing profession, never make fun of the other modalities, because they are the ones that, a lot of them don't know it, but they're going to need them themselves later in life. So to keep goodwill and good relationships with all the dimensions simultaneously. This is advisable for all conditions of life, not just when you're sick and need healing, But I think it's advisable at all times in your life to do everything physically, mentally, and spiritually that can increase your joy of life and your effectiveness in the world and your capacity to love. We haven't talked about lovingness, but that's the biggest healer in the world. Is love and lovingness is the biggest healer in the world. And the rest is just music. I'd like to know where the person's at spiritually and what their background is, their history is, and what their attitude is about it. Because you can often find out, you can say, well, have you tried prayer? Or do you go to church? Do you ask God for help? Or what is the story on that? Many people, they go in the direct opposite of what would heal you and ask God for help at the same time. You know, like you're purposely driving east and praying to God that you should be going north. And I've seen that quite a bit at times, too. That you got to give God a little help. Cooperation is called a little cooperation to go in the right direction and not resist it. You pray to God to be safe. Well, that's not a good day to be hanging over the edge of the Grand Canyon to see how far you can lean over without falling. That's called tempting God in a way. Tempting God is being foolish because God acts through all available channels. And if you got pneumonia, penicillin is God's will for you, frankly. God wants you to do all you can to recover and be happy and healthy. So you don't poo-poo penicillin. You take the penicillin and you realize that that is the evolution of man's consciousness, the creation of and the discovery of penicillin, cured millions and millions of people. Millions of people.